Venice Film Festival's red carpet has been graced by a bevy of stars over the years, but few have taken advantage of the occasion quite like Dakota Johnson. The actress has sported designer looks from a variety of luxury fashion houses, from Dior and Gucci to Prada. Whether she's homing in on her sheer styling streak or showcasing her understated sensuality, Johnson's made the Venice Film Festival red carpet her runway. Ahead of the 2026 edition of the International Festival, which kicks off on Sept 2, WWD looks back at Johnson's Venice Film Festival fashion journey. 2021. Johnson's most recent Venice Film Festival red carpet appearance saw the actress sporting her signature sheer style in a Gucci design. The dress was adorned with crystal jewels across the completely sheer bodice to the skirt. Tassels and fringed elements were also aplenty, adding a touch of contrast to the streamlined look, which featured sharp, defined shoulders and flowing silver fringe. You may also like. The dress was designed during Alessandro Michele's tenure as creative director at Gucci, before he left for the same role at Valentino. Johnson, who previously served as a Gucci ambassador, followed Michele to Valentino and was appointed an ambassador for the Italian luxury fashion house in October 2025. 2018. For the Venice Film Festival premiere of filmmaker Luca Guadagnino's version of Suspiria, Johnson went for a bold red strapless dress courtesy of Dior. The satin gown was simple and elegant, paired with red pumps to complete the monochrome look. Johnson also added a pair of diamond column drop earrings. 2015. Johnson hit the Venice Film Festival red carpet twice in 2015. For her second appearance, Johnson wore a Marc Jacobs design to the A Bigger Splash premiere. The black dress was adorned with geometric squares, circles, and other shapes that gave it a distinct Art Deco vibe. The black gown was crafted with an off-the-shoulder silhouette and long sleeves. Just 2 days prior to her Marc Jacobs moment, Johnson wore a pink Prada dress for the Black Mass premiere. The gown was an exercise in simple sensuality, with a plunging neckline and sleeveless silhouette that included straps pulling the bodice together at the back. The skirt flowed, but included some definition and cinching at the waist.